Gloucester History Festival.
Beams in the Blackfriars were donated by Henry III. And
I mean, there's so much great stuff that goes on here. If anyone's not been to Gloucester History Festival.
The Gloucester History Festival special series on History with Jackson.
Hello and welcome back to the History of Jackson podcast. This is our roundup of day two of the Gloucester History Festival. Now, Gloucester History Festival special series. I mixed up all my words, but it says it in the special intro. We are joined with Abby, who has been a team member for this weekend. And we are joined by a good friend of the podcast, History Rager, Paul Bavel. How are you doing, Paul?
Doing well. Considering that I started at 9 o'clock this morning and it's now 9 o'clock at night and I've pretty much done a 12-hour shift today already. Yes.
Yeah, it's been a long day. And how are you, Abby?
I'm good. Also a little bit exhausted, but we've just come out of the Dom Joly lecture and he is an incredible, incredible speaker. Historian, though he doesn't class himself as a historian, but also a phenomenal comedian. I can't speak either.
Well, I wasn't in that talk, so Paul, what was your opinion on that talk?
That was fun to listen to, and it was actually really quite refreshing coming from somebody who isn't a historian. He states, you know, I'll say he's not a historian because those are his words. He's actually got way more history qualifications than I have, so I will stand in his authority at that point. But yeah, you could tell he was coming from an area of comedy. He was talking about his tour of America and rest of the world, diving into the various conspiracy theories. Finland doesn't exist. Who'd have thought it?
Sorry, Dad.
Well, Jackson got a shout out during that lecture because
jealous as hell.
As you guys will see, Jackson does a pre-interview with Dom Joly, which is going up. Tomorrow morning. And then that conversation, as you will hear, Jackson and Dom have a little conversation about Finland, and then he is called out in the main lecture, which is a really amazing happening for History of Jackson. So, you know, big things are happening.
Yeah, I was very pleased to get that text because, unfortunately, I wasn't able to make it to that lecture because Paul had been very kind. And I love working with Paul. I'm just gonna, me and Paul go back to the last Gloucester History Festival.
Yeah, we go back at least 6 months. Long and solid friendship here.
But it's really nice to be working with a podcaster who you can support, but you also understand the struggles of what we're both going through at the same time.
And the exhaustion.
So, Paul, how many episodes? Now, I've called Paul insane so many times this weekend and since the last lecture. So, Paul, how many podcasts have you put out this weekend?
And going so, and so far to date, I have recorded 5. I've managed to edit and release 3 of those in the festival so far. Tomorrow, I will release another 2 and record another 1. And I've got 2 more when I get back home.
Now, might I add, Paul, he's not paid to plug this, but he has been cheating on his editing. And he has managed to be very clever and cut so much time from his editor time, and he's streamlined his whole process, and I'm so proud and so pleased to hear it, because last year you were slaving away editing all your episodes at night.
Last year I came and I recorded an episode, I think at about 5 o'clock in the afternoon on the Saturday of the Autumn Festival. I then did a couple more recordings. I then literally went back to the apartment that I have here, and I sat and I manually edited that, and I finally uploaded it at 3 o'clock in the morning, and then returned here at 9 the following day to do the same again.
I remember getting a message in the morning because I had to leave, and you were like, I am so tired.
Yeah.
So I'm so glad that you managed to streamline that process. And make
cheat
it
to win.
Easy. Yeah. I've just got to call it cheating. It's a little podcast.
Carefully using technology to your advantage.
So, Abby, what have you been up to today here at Gloucester?
So, I mean, what is there to say? Today, I have had the pleasure of meeting an incredible historian, Janina Ramirez, who is not only the president of Gloucester History Festival, she's a phenomenal historian. And we had a wonderful conversation about our shared passion and interest in female history and kind of reading between the lines and having to reassess how we access female history. And that's something that I hope to move forward with and cultivate a relationship with her. But I think that has to be my highlight of today, meeting her. I've bought her book, I've got it signed, I've been a little bit of a fangirl, you know how it is. But I want to put that question back to you guys. As Jackson and I are leaving the festival tonight, you obviously got another day. What so far have been your highlights of the festival?
Oh.
Well, first of all, asking Estelle Perronk if she felt that she was going to be angry enough for History of Age, and her response was, "I am French, I am always angry."
Yeah, I think that's a great highlight. And you've managed to get some fantastic, including some 3-minute rages in, which I'm very pleased to have turned up on.
Yeah, look out for Jackson on his 3-minute rage. We also had, again, President Yanina Ramirez on, and her spectacular arm waving as well. Yes. We love you, Nina, for the arm waving. Keep doing that. Raging about various things. I've been interviewing Professor Susan Duron from very much the academic side. She's one of our angriest.
Yes, you were mentioning.
Ian Mortimer on the death of Edward II, Michael Wood on the Shakespeare authorship question. It's, they're all coming out.
Yeah, I don't think I know where to begin, really, speaking to so many people who organise the festival. Yanina Ramirez, Vernon Harwood, speaking to Philip Moss about his book, also speaking to Estelle Perronk, Don Joly, Sarah Smythe. It's been a super busy day today. And I think the highlight for me is just being in and around the festival, being around people that I enjoy spending time with, working with. I think it's just been a fantastic couple of days, and I can't wait for the Autumn Festival, because we are now directing you towards the Autumn Festival, which Paul will be doing after tomorrow.
A lot.
But what are you looking forward to in the Autumn Festival, Paul? Are we allowed to say?
We don't know yet, because it's absolutely not confirmed, but one of the things that we're aiming for the Autumn Festival is to see if we can actually get on stage doing live recordings of our podcasts.
I would love that. I think that'd be fantastic.
Looking at some of the people that they've got in so far, I really want to get Dan Jones doing a History Rage. It's about time. Yeah. Come on, Dan.
Yeah, I think I'm looking forward to similar things to you, really. You know, continuing to work with Gloucester, continuing to be here at the festival, maybe doing another rage. Working with Dan, Alison, Nathan, I'm really looking forward to meeting those historians that I already know, but then working with some new ones and seeing what happens.
And if you've never been to the Gloucester History Festival before, well, you've got 9 days of it coming in autumn. Be here, because you will not regret it.
Oh, totally. Totally wouldn't regret it. Now, Paul, we've mentioned History Rage. And I did promise you a plug, because if any podcaster loves a plug, it is Paul.
Yep. Shameless plugs are the best kind.
And there's no harm in a plug. I plug it all the time. I wear my merch all the time. So I'm just as shameless. So Paul, where can people find History Rage?
Get it right.
Yeah, you'll find History Hit somewhere else. Don't go there.
Same podcast streaming services.
Yeah, so wherever you find History with Jackson, you can find History Rage. Just search for us on there, wherever you get podcasts. You can find us on historyrage.com, and you can follow us on Twitter at History Rage, on Instagram at History Rage, and there's the pattern forming here on Facebook at History Rage as well. And you'll find us all there, and come on, get angry, find other angry historians alongside you.
And I'll make sure there's a link for that in the description below, but also a link to our previous episode that we did together. Paul is so far the only person on the podcast to have ever made me break, which was an amazing experience. And I think you've made Abby break a couple of times this weekend as well.
I don't think break is the right word, but you've definitely put me under pressure with my rage, because, historians and academics do get angry. We don't often get a platform to express that, so kind of grateful for you for that.
You're welcome.
Well, thank you very much for coming on, Paul. Appreciate it.
Thank you.